okay, you're doing it Sunday. And I was like, wait, no. But I had Job pray for me, so I think I'll be good. Really quick, I just wanted to say something else about FAI. We watched that movie Friday night for date night. And I tend to start to feel really guilty during movies like that because I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm not doing enough. Like, I'm a horrible Christian. I need to move to Iraq. But I felt really clearly just like a peace come over my heart when I started feeling that unnecessary guilt and stuff. And I just really felt the Lord say, like, no, you don't need to move to Iraq.
Well, we can.
You can. But he said, I just want you to have the zeal that they have for the people that are reaching out there. I want you to have that zeal for the people I've called you to reach here. And that was so encouraging to me, and so I'm just really energized. And so you guys really need to watch that movie because it's just phenomenal. But anyway, okay, I'm going to try to get through this. Okay, so I was saved and baptized at the age of 8 at the First Baptist Church down the street here. I grew up in the church. My parents made sure of that, so thank you, Mom and Dad. When I was 8 years old, I remember going forward when Brother Richard gave the invitation at the end of service. That was something I wanted to do. Then he came to our home, and I remember him talking to me about what baptism meant, what it meant to be a Christian, and I wanted that. I understood that, and I wanted that. I do believe today that I was saved then. I believe I was just justified then. I know that my heart and my intentions were pure. I wanted to love Jesus. And I knew that Jesus was the only way to be with God forever in heaven. However, I was 8 years old, and I was a very scared and anxious child. I was scared of the dark. I was scared of sleeping by myself at night. One big thing I was scared of when I, got saved, I was scared of the rapture. I was scared of being left behind. That was like the big thing then, was these left behind books and the rapture. And I remember literally asking Jesus to save me and come to my heart like every 5 seconds. Cause I was just like, I'm not taking any chances. I think those fears, are probably kind of normal for kids, stuff like that. Just not having like the full understanding of the love of God. And I kind of thought God was like mean and just maybe waiting around looking for people to send to hell. I just kind of had like a wrong idea. I thought he was mad at me. I thought like I was not good enough, all of these things. And I think it's because I didn't have a right understanding of the love of the Father, that I had a time of distance from him and rebellion. So at the age of 13, I got into a really toxic relationship, and from that, I developed an eating disorder and severe depression and anxiety. I'd always been an anxious kid, but depression was new, just like a heavy sadness. I became really isolated during that time, really alone. Those 3 years of my life were extremely lonely and dark. I can remember being so scared of approaching God, because I was under such a tremendous weight of guilt and shame. How could God love me? I'd lost my innocence. I hadn't been following him. He had to hate me, right? I can remember trying to open the Bible and come to God and physically not being able to open it because I just had so much shame. So again, I believe I was saved at 8 years old, but I believe that I received the baptism of the Holy Spirit in this room right here when I was 16. I finally came to Terra Nova. I know that Deborah and Rachel Hernandez, I didn't know it at the time, but they've been coming to my house and inviting me to Terra Nova like every Sunday. And I never went. Mom would just say, I'm not available, you know. And I didn't even know until later that they'd been doing that every Sunday. But I finally came. I was really scared when I came. I felt like throwing up. I thought everyone here would be looking at me and thinking, you know, why is she here? But that's not what happened. Everybody here was so loving and... Sorry, I know this is gonna happen. I was so sure that God wanted nothing to do with me. But even that first night, the Lord began working in me. I still didn't really know what was going on, but I did feel a peace here. I was really uncomfortable here, but I did feel a peace, and I was like, if I'm ever going to get better, if I'm ever going to get out of this, like, this is where I need to be. And every Sunday, it was a physical and mental struggle to get here. I'd make excuses. I'd be sick in the bathroom, like, I can't come, but I would come. And there are two moments that really stick out to me. From that first night till when I believe I was baptized with the Holy Spirit and came into like the full realization of who God is and like the love of the Father. And the first was the spring break prayer retreat. I'd only been coming here for like 2-3 weeks, and I really wanted to go, but I really didn't want to go. This was at, like, the height of my eating disorder, so I was just scared of... I think there's a lot of misconceptions about eating disorders and stuff, but basically it's just such a fear of, like, the social aspect of food and just food in general that I didn't want... I was scared to go because of, like, eating in front of people and people asking, why aren't you eating and stuff like that, and so... having to overcome through that was really hard, but the Lord did it, and I still remember this and how much it meant to me, but it was my birthday that week, and Max had bought me a cake, and it's such a small thing, but, like, and it said, happy birthday to Tonkawa's American Idol, and it's such a small thing, but I feel like the Lord was showing me, like, the love of the Father through that really strongly. Because, like, I didn't know you guys yet. You didn't know me yet. Like, I know you took the time to do that. And, like, you thought that. And I just think the Lord was sharing me that, showing me that people did care about me. Like, I wasn't alone. I wasn't isolated. You know? I wasn't alone. I mean, that was such a big thing for me then, was I just felt so alone. Second instance was here in this room. Pastor Derek asked me to join the worship team. And I did. I hadn't sang in a couple of years just because, like, when you're depressed, you just don't want to do the things you love, you know? You don't want to do the things that make you happy and that the gifts God's given you. But I joined... and Pastor Derek was always trying to get us to, like, sing spontaneous worship, and I was like, this is so weird, what are we doing? But I remember we were doing See His Love by Kim Walker one night, and I just remember singing, and, like, all of my anxiety, all of my depression was gone for that 5-minute song, and I felt... freedom. I felt the love of the Lord in that moment. And I really think that's when I was baptized with the Holy Spirit. Because I feel like I was just relieved of all this stuff and filled with Him. And so, I'm just really thankful for this church. But anyway, so, like, my born-again salvation story, it's not, you know, like a one instant thing. Like, I do believe I was saved and justified at 8, but it's been a journey of the Lord working in me and revealing Himself to me in new ways and delivering me from my sin and my shame and my guilt. And I'm still, like, so messy. I'm still really messed up, but, like, I just don't know what I'd do without God. Like, He's been so good to me. He's been so good to me and Josh. I'm just really thankful for this church. We love you guys. So that's it. I'm just going to keep crying and rambling, but God is good. And I'm just really glad I'm born again.
Amen. Amen. Good morning.